the leaseback. What is it and how sellers can use it to make home selling a little easier? Today on You're Selling a Home with Silas Lindenstein.
Selling a home, I got something to say. Call Silas Lindenstein today. If you need some advice, the real estate guy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Selling a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I'm your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, we are talking about the leaseback, a tool used to stay in the home you're selling for anywhere from a day to a few weeks to a couple months, something to enable you to be able to buy another house after yours is sold, or to just get some things taken care of before you move on with your life. We're going to talk about that today. Right now, I want to tell you who I am. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I'm a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. I hang my license with Boutique Brokerage, but if you are not from Seattle, it's okay. You are still allowed to listen to this podcast. You can still watch this video, because selling a house is selling a house wherever you are. It's really close. We use different terms in different states, but mostly it's the same process. Humans are humans buying homes, and you need the same techniques wherever you are. And so we talk about those here too, for you to make the most money and also to have as much of a stress-free and, holistic approach to home selling. Like, what, like, if you could make home selling less stressful, would you do it? Is it worth your sanity? If it is, I suggest to listen to some episodes here. And we'll get on that. If you have questions I have not talked about yet on the show, feel free to email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com. And that's S-I-L-A-S at silasgetsreal, as in real estate.com. And who knows? Your question may become an episode. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I have another home buying podcast, and that happens all the time, that people have questions about home buying. I make it a whole episode. So, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the leaseback. It's come up as a topic because I actually just negotiated one with a buyer to lease back the house to the seller. And let's explain what this is and why. I'm going to explain what it is, how it helps you, and why some people are against it and what they may be misinformed about now. So this is what happens on a leaseback. You sell your home, but you're like, you know what? Yeah, the house is going to close on March 1st, but I need until March 15th. I don't have anywhere to go. What do I do for 2 weeks? Enter the leaseback. The buyer will offer you to not take possession of the home until 2 weeks after closing, say. So they say, the home is closing on March 1st. I will take possession on March 15th. So that gives you about a 2 week leaseback. And those can go a couple different ways. One, you could pay to live there. Sometimes the buyer is going to want some money. It's going to be like, look, I'm paying my mortgage already, so I need some money. So you're going to have to kick some a little to them. Some people don't like that because they're like, I'm not paying to live in my home. This is my home. I'm not going to pay to rent it. It's okay. You can figure that out. It can be put into the offer. In the Seattle area, for many years, the leasebacks were being offered free for like a couple weeks because people were like, they need incentives for you to take their home. Like, it's competitive. So for you to accept their offer, rather, they're like, well, how about you get a month lease back for free? And they're like, oh, that's good. You make my job really convenient. You make selling and picking your offer really convenient. So we used to often do that, like a little bit of lease back if you want. Be flexible on that. So it's the difference between the closing date and the possession. And a lot of sellers need it for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's because they're buying a new home and they'll need that cash before they can buy the new place. Sometimes like, I believe the folks that my buyer is buying a house from right now, I think they're going to be actually leaving the country. So they need like 2 weeks to basically get their affairs in order before they can leave. And they don't want to just take all their stuff and go to the Holiday Inn for 2 weeks. And that's also, that can cost thousands of dollars for a seller. So they, you know, might be better off just paying a buyer a little bit. So, and so these were becoming very common. And then something happened to make buyers uncomfortable. Some people would sell their home and then not leave. They tried to not leave because they couldn't find another place or whatever. And they just took all the money and just, no, became squatters in their own home. And there wasn't much because of tenant rights. There wasn't a lot that could be done. However, recently in our state, and I believe a few others, it has only been a certain amount of time, whether 2 months, 3 months, I'm not sure the exact dates, and depends on your state, the tenant rights do not go into effect as long as they have not been renting in a certain amount of time. And it's at least 2 months. You get 2 months that they do not get tenant rights. So you can do all the, you don't have to go through the normal eviction process like was happening before. And so that would take 6 months for people and it would just mess up everyone's finances, right? So now they have to leave immediately. There's legal things that can get them removed early. It's that they don't get tenant rights. That's important. So that has freed people up to potentially be more comfortable with leasebacks. Now, the warning is most real estate agents aren't that educated. They don't stay up with the laws. Yes, every 2 years, most real estate agents have to take a test. Let's be honest. They aren't studying that hard. The tests are from home. They just have to pass the multiple choice test at 70%. And they are a real estate agent. So it's not terribly challenging to keep your license. And some people just don't stay up on the new rules or they just don't remember. So much like other things, there's a lot of old school thinking. We have that happening. We have people worried about things that sellers or buyers are protected from now that they just don't realize. So that's the important part of making sure you're working with like a good agent that knows the actual rules, the laws, and or at least here's the thing. Even when I first started out in real estate, I would say, look, the things I don't know an answer to, because I'm a nerd, I am going to be researching them and I will be able to give you a deliverable report tomorrow about everything that could possibly happen in this situation, because nerds don't like not knowing something. So they will fully research it. Okay. So you have to have like an agent or somebody on your side that will fully research certain topics if they're not aware of them and doesn't want to have past date info, you know, on them. So We'll do that. So then buyers even have to have someone to, you know, educated to understand how the leasebacks work, because they are actually the ones that are going to be afraid, because they're the ones who potentially can feel like they're going to get screwed over by the sellers just not leaving. But you should also know, and you should know, that's why people are hesitant to do them. They're afraid. And here's from an emotional standpoint, it makes it all less dramatic. You know, you do your signing at closing and then you just got to wait a few weeks or a couple months. Now, to be honest, if you're looking at a lease back, you have to figure your life 2 months at the most, because most loans that people get have a condition that they must take possession within 60 days of the closing date. So the most of a leaseback you can legally get is 2 months. That's to abide by the contract. So you do have to have transitional housing ready if you're not even shopping for a house before. And that's why you need the lease back. You got to make some plans. But they're a cool tool. And sometimes I don't think they're talked about enough and how we can use them in a negotiation. So think about your needs. Do you need a lease back? Something you and anybody you're involved with should talk about. Are you okay with it? I have done several from both sides. I've been the seller and the buyer representative, and rarely had an issue happen. The biggest is miscommunications about when the closing date gets moved, when does the lease actually start? Those things have to be clarified. Always look at dates a little more clearly. Always be open. It's one of those things where people everyone wants to hold the information to their chest because they're afraid everyone's afraid the other party's going to try to rip them off. And you just gotta be forthcoming. That's the holistic approach. It's also less stressful. So just be forthcoming and be honest and talk to people about your needs, what you want. And hopefully you can get parties together that are looking for the best interest of everybody involved and making it a smooth. You gotta be fair. No, here's the big thing. People don't want to be taken advantage of. And I think if the communication is out there, if people are educated, they will understand that they're not being taken advantage of. It's just, this is the situation, and this is what you need to be happy, and this is what they need to be happy. And negotiation, they say, is when both parties are a little sad. Both parties lost a little bit of something. That's a good negotiation. That's what they say anyway. Maybe it's just to make us feel better. Who knows? Folks, that's it. Short episode. I just wanted to cover that one little topic. But so if you have any questions further about leasebacks or whatnot, your option, feel free to send those to me. Again, could end up on the show, could end up talking about that. And of course, if you could subscribe to this, that would be great. If you could share it with your friends, send this to the person you know that's looking to sell their house soon, even in the next 18 months. Maybe they'll learn something from this show. And of course, if you are in the Seattle, Washington area, greater Metro, Tacoma, Marysville, love to help you out. If not, I do have a network of real estate professionals all over the country that I can connect you with. So again, email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. That's S-I-L-A-S at silasgetsreal, real as in real estate.com. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Thank you for being a listener, but mostly thank you for selling your home with Silas Lindenstein.
Selling a home, I got something to say. Call Silas Lindenstein today. If you need some advice, the real estate guy, he got the answers and I'm talking precise. Learning everything you need to know from the start of the process to the day you close. He's a likable guy, you won't find a better host. So here's the show. Is you selling a home with Silas Lindenstein? Is you selling a home? All the ways you could be a savant. If you're working with Silas, you know the vibe is doper than anything you've ever been a part of. If you got a problem, he'll help you solve it. You could take a seat, but the beat, it's bouncing. When you see the show, you'll be hooked and astounded. He'll tell you what the deal is. He won't beat around it.